And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 15th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said there are two kinds of travel, first class and with children. He said anyone can do any amount of work provided it isn't the work he is supposed to be doing at the moment. He was the man who said, a real hangover is nothing to try out family remedies on. The only cure for a real hangover is death. Nonetheless, he said, why don't you get out of that wet coat and into a dry martini? Robert Benchley, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1889, wrote about 600 essays for Vanity Fair, for Life magazine, for The New Yorker. He was a member of the Algonquin Round Table. He died young at the age of 56 of cirrhosis of the liver. It's the birthday of another man who was famous for his aphorisms, François VI, the Duc de La Rochefoucauld, born in Paris, 1613, author of a little volume in 1665 called Maxims, in which he wrote, everybody complains of his memory, but nobody of his judgment. He wrote, we all have strength enough to endure the troubles of others. And Rochefoucauld wrote, there are some people who would never have fallen in love if they had not heard that there was such a thing. It's the birthday of Agatha Christie, 1890, in Devon, England. Her mother enjoyed scary stories, so did her older sister, and the three of them liked to sit and make up scary stories. And so, on a dare from her older sister in 1920, Agatha Christie wrote her first mystery novel, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles. It introduced the character of Hercule Poirot, the Belgian detective with the mustache, who proved to be immensely popular, though Agatha Christie soon tired of him and finally killed him off in 1975. The New York Times ran an obituary. Her favorite character was Miss Jane Marple, who appeared in the book The 13 Problems in 1925, an amateur detective based on Agatha Christie's grandmother. Agatha Christie, who wrote more than 80 novels, including Murder on the Orient Express, novels in which people were strangled by a raincoat belt, a ukulele stabbed with a corn knife, jabbed with a venom-tipped dart, drowned in an apple tub, crushed by a bear-shaped marble clock. Here's a poem for today by Robin Serra, entitled Segovia. The guitarists were sitting around in somebody's basement room discussing their fingernails. They were comparing the length of their fingernails. They were expounding upon the strength of fingernails. They were trading chilling tales of broken fingernails. The guitarists were filing the ragged ends of their fingernails, grown long on one hand only, telltale sign, badge of belonging to the cult. And they could not afford tickets to the Julian Bream concert, and they could not afford guitar lessons, but they had all the records. They had the music lovingly transcribed off records, all by ear, hand scratched in India ink, on music copy sheets, note by painstaking note. They had the Apocrypha, the word of mouth, the heroes. Segovia was self-taught. A poem by Robin Serra, Segovia, from My Shoes Are Killing Me, published by Biblioasis Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.